Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 3, Dr. Bloom asked, what is the image of God? And sharing his thoughts on what the image of God actually is. Let's continue with that study today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.
We don't keep ourselves saved. We weren't saved by works of righteousness. Okay? Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2:8-9. So my friend, what I'm trying to show you is that the salvation, the work of salvation, was God's work through Christ. The receiving of that is by faith. Now, friend, you and I, we were made in the image of Christ. That's what the Bible tells us. I believe the Bible. What is the image of God? What is the image of God? Have you ever thought of that? Man created in God's image? Let me just share a few thoughts here with you. We find that in the things of God, that Jesus didn't have a body for the first 4,000 years of creation. Okay. He was a spirit. God is a spirit, Jesus told us. Jesus was a spirit throughout eternity past. So, becoming a spirit wasn't a new thing for him. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Three divine persons in one divine essence. God is a spirit. A spirit has a free will. So you were born with a spirit and a free will. God's Holy Spirit, through the preaching of God's word, perhaps convicted you, showed you you needed a Savior, and through faith, by repentance and faith, you received him. He saved you. But you had a free will to accept or reject it. In Noah's day, most of those people rejected it, not because they couldn't help it, that Satan had control of their will and just made them say no, or God created them to say no so that he could enjoy burning their eternal souls in a place called hell and having them there forever. No, that's not it. That's not it. He says, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. So that couldn't be for his pleasure. Yet all things were created for his pleasure. So, just common sense tells you that God didn't predestine some people to go to hell. He didn't want them to get saved. He predestined them to sin, then he predestined Satan to sin. No. No, that is a doctrine, I believe, created 100% so by the devil. And it has a language to go with it that is very intellectual. You say, well, what are you trying to say, Pastor Andy? I'm trying to say this. I'm trying to say is that the devil designed that doctrine called Calvinism. He designed that doctrine to appeal to intellectual people and others who think they're intellectual. And so there it is. They are given these $50 words that go with it. Oh, it sounds so good and so intellectual. I remember when University of Florida, they had some people up there that made a study. Now, at first, a lot weren't aware of the study that was going on. But they had children wearing the mask during the COVID thing. And they would wear it for a day, and then they would turn the mask in and be given another mask. They found those masks had poisons in them that could kill. They were very definitely bad just from breathing out. And that makes sense. I mean, if you breathe in oxygen, but you breathe out carbon dioxide, I mean, nobody puts a tank on people and connect them like they do oxygen. They and say, well, we're going to, instead of oxygen, we're going to use carbon dioxide. We think that'll be better for you. No, it's a poison. You get that. God designed your body to put that stuff out. Now, what is interesting about that, when I just said something about that study, and a lot of people saying follow the science, so that was one of the sciences. And, oh, that some got upset about that. And I said, no, that is so wrong. And they were saying, well, that's not what the CDC says. Well, if CDC says that, then the CDC is telling me that what they're wanting is complete destruction. Complete destruction. Complete destruction. Now, I'm repeating that. Because the devil is a destroyer. And so you can see his work when he does that to try to destroy people. It's a roaring lion. He goes about seeking whom he may devour. And so he's the culprit of complete destruction. Okay. Complete destruction, destructive culprit. Maybe we can put that as a third C's culprit. Because that's what it does. That's what he does. Well, so, not to go off on the mask and get you discussing the mask. I'm trying to get you to see what Satan's trying to do to the church, what he's trying to do to souls, what he's trying to do in your home. And I want you to stand strong against him and stand on the Word of God. Stand on the salvation that's eternal that he has given you so that you'll appear before him. Not ashamed, as 1 John 2:28 tells us about being ashamed, but rather with confidence. Having served faithfully, doing God's will, God's way, according to his word. So, we have eternal salvation. It's based upon his word. So, let's follow the word of God for the way we live. Now, perhaps, having said all of this, this also helps you to see the importance of after salvation being baptized. Now, over the years as a pastor, I've had people say, I got baptized as a baby. I don't know why I have to be baptized again. Well, I joined this church and they sprinkled, so that was baptism. And so I don't say I need to get baptized again, but they weren't baptized by immersion. They weren't even saved at the time, but they got baptized just to join the church. And that was, they got sprinkled. And so we're seeing the importance of salvation because it should all honor Christ Jesus. Now, the importance is first seen in that he commanded, go ye into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. Every creature? Why would he want every person to hear? Because he wants everyone to get saved. Again, he has no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but they might turn from their way. And so, he wants to save. But, he not only saves, protects, and preserves your salvation, but also, he wants you to tell others, but to follow in obedience. So, what should you do? You should be baptized. After salvation, by immersion. Remember Philip? Out in that wilderness, And there was the Ethiopian eunuch. Isn't it interesting? God shows him the guy who's brought him all the way from that great evangelistic campaign to talk to this one man, an Ethiopian eunuch who's high up in the government of Ethiopia. And he's called, go out there and talk to that man. So when he's put there, he sees him in a chariot. He's riding there. That's the man. And the Bible tells us he ran. He ran to catch up with him. God didn't really bring the man all the way to him. He had to run. When he got to him, he said, what's that you're reading? He's reading Isaiah 53, the story about the death of Christ 700 years before he actually died on the cross. The prophecy of it. And explained to him the man got saved right there. But guess what? He says, there's some water here. There's a puddle of water, maybe a pond, I don't know, out in the desert, probably kind of something somebody put there. He said, what hinders me to be baptized? He says, nothing if you believe. Yes. He believed that Jesus was the Son of God. He came to die for his sin and paid his penalty, and he got baptized. You know, I find this kind of interesting. Philip got called out of a great revival meeting where he had great revival. Multitudes were saved there, and people were just rejoicing over it. To go see this one Ethiopian eunuch. Ethiopian gets saved. But what I find is interesting, that in Ethiopia, a gospel witness remained long after the New Testament was completed, but not in the area where Philip was having that great revival meeting and souls getting saved. So when I say that, I'm just saying that you don't see the outcome. Philip sees the outcome. You'll see it in heaven for sure. But we do what God would have you to do. So, baptism symbolizes what Christ did for you. He died, he was buried, and he rose from the dead. Buried with him in baptism, risen to walk in newness of life, as we read in the book of Romans. And you're walking in a new life. You're converted. You're given to him. And you're showing that to people. That's why you are the way you are. Christ died for you, so you are identifying with Christ. You're converted to walk in a new life. That's what it's about. And so, baptism doesn't save us. Baptism is our first witness to fellow believers and the world about us. We have a Christian school, and last year I seen that a lot of people, their kids would get saved, but they didn't want them to get baptized at a Baptist church. And others said, well, they had a Baptist church, if they get baptized, we can get baptized at our church. A lot of them didn't get baptized at all.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will